This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Musician Joe Thompson began his career playing fiddle music like this alongside family at square dances. Joe is the last of a generation of black old-time string band players who popularized a sound rooted in African music traditions. Joe Thompson played the fiddle from the age of 8 into his 90s. The Orange County native was honored with a number of accolades, including the North Carolina Folk Heritage Award and the National Heritage Fellowship. And Joe proudly mentored a new generation of young black traditional musicians, including members of the Grammy Award-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. Joe Thompson passed away yesterday evening in Burlington at the age of 93. We honor his memory today on the program with Dom Flemons and Rhiannon Giddens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Sure. And with us in the studio, David Brower, an old-time music aficionado and the program director at WUNC. Hello, David.
Hi, Frank.
So, Dom, tell us about Joe Thompson and the way he played fiddle. What was special about him and his music?
Oh, I mean, one thing that was wonderful about Joe's style of playing was it was set slightly different than a lot of the old-time music you hear, where the fiddle and banjo have this way of trading licks back and forth, and Joe had a particular style of short bowing, which was really great, and you could really move to that sound.
David, a couple of years ago, you produced a profile on Joe Thompson. That was for his 90th birthday. Did he talk about his early years as a musician?
He did. Yeah, Joe told this great story about when he was a boy, around 7 or 8, and he was Joe came late to his parents. So he was his brothers were much older, but Joe would tell this great story about being at home alone with his mom, and his dad would leave the fiddle on a low shelf, and he would forbid his son from looking at the fiddle, from picking up the fiddle, from touching the fiddle, and of course it became this alluring object, and Joe picked it up and kept trying to saw on it, and his mother would scold him, and his father would come home and be upset with him for trying out the fiddle. But he kept at it, and eventually his folks accepted that Joe was going to be a fiddler. And he told this really heartwarming story about later, you know, after he'd been testing out his dad's fiddle for a couple of years, his mother's cousin traded a couple of sacks full of seed for a fiddle that was more appropriate to Joe's size and age, so for a half-size fiddle. And that was a huge deal, because these are relatively folks of modest means, and to get a brand-new fiddle to sit under Joe's chin was a really big deal. So it came all from the family.
It came from the family, a musical tradition. That's how he learned. Rhiannon Giddens, you learned, and the Chocolate Drops as well, at the feet of Joe Thompson. What was he like as a teacher?
He was wonderful. I mean, he was really great about just letting us just kind of try to live the music with him, you know, and the funny thing was that we'd be playing with him, and he never said it was good or bad, but when it wasn't suiting him, he'd just stop playing and go, well, I believe we need to take that a little faster or a little slower, you know, and that was kind of his way of telling us, we weren't quite in the pocket, you know, and it was just a very gentle tutoring, just like letting us soak it in as best we could, you know, without really trying to make us do anything in particular. And it was just a really wonderful environment to learn his music.
Dom, was spreading the music to a wider audience something that was important to Joe?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was always inviting. I mean, when we went down to his house, it was an open invitation that he had for anybody, and we just happened to take that opportunity to be able to go over there as much as we possibly could. But he was always interested in playing music with people, and also showing his music to folks outside of his community as well as people inside of his community.
David, as a fiddler yourself and somebody very interested in traditional music, tell us what was unique about the black string music tradition.
Well, you know, I went out to Joe's house some years ago to figure that out and asked him that very question. And Joe would tell you there's really not much of a difference. And that's actually one of the most fascinating things about it, is that Joe and his cousin Odell and his family would play for these square dances, both in the black and the white communities. And they would play almost identical tunes. Some of the more people who've studied Joe's music and his playing style would say that there were some subtle differences. There were a couple tunes that they would play for the black black folks that they wouldn't play for the white folks. And there were some rhythms that he would use in the African-American community that would drive the dances in a different way. But in many ways, that was one of the really interesting things about this music tradition, is that it without knowing it, these two communities were united by the dances and by the tunes themselves.
So Joe's a fiddler and a singer. And here's Joe talking about where he learned to sing the spiritual, "I Shall Not Be Moved." Let's listen.
Back in the olden days when I was a kid, we had a neighbor. His name was Gene McCulley. He was a white fella. And he stayed across there about a half a mile, but he was sang this particular song every day, especially if it was a beautiful sunshiny day. He would get out there singing this song, "But I Shall Not Be Moved." And I thought he could sing it so well, I just listened at him every day. Since that time, I often thought about it and tried to sing it once in a while. "I Shall Not Be Moved," which I would try to sing then. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. Clement Jacob Lather, I shall not be moved. Clement Jacob Lather, I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved on my way to heaven.
Joe Thompson, we're remembering him today. Joe Thompson passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Rhiannon Giddens is one of my guests at the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Rhiannon, how much influence did he have on the sound, the way the Carolina Chocolate Drops sound today?
A lot of influence, actually. It's just the way that we play together really comes from playing with Joe. The way we move together, the way that the fiddle and the banjo work together, I don't think we would have that sound if we hadn't had all those hours with Joe. So I really think it's really the fundamental base of our sound, and everything that's come after that. It's that big of an influence on us.
Dom, go ahead, yeah.
Hearing him sing, it's like... It's a sad reality to think I won't be able to hear that voice in front of me singing that song anymore. Even last night, Rena and I were singing another song you sing, "Careless Love." We used to sing that with him a whole bunch, and I can think of the last time I got to see Joe and sing it with him. He gave me a look like, you know, make sure you have these words down because you need to carry it on. And you know, that's something that I've tried to do it and with myself, and then also with the whole group, you know, and that's, yeah.
Well, he is gone, but you and others are carrying it on, thanks largely to the efforts of Joe Thompson. Did he ever talk to you about how he felt about younger musicians like you carrying on this tradition?
Well, we never talked in length about it, but, I mean, there was a time when he turned to us and he would tell people like, you know, "What do you think about my band?" You know, and I know other people that had known him for a long time talked about how he always had wanted to see a younger generation take on the music. And so while we never personally talked in length with Joe about that, that's something we know that he was proud of when he saw that we were able to go a little bit farther. As we were going along when we started playing his music out in public.
And Frank, when you talk to people like Wayne Martin and Bob Carlin and C.C. Conway and other folklorists who worked with Joe from the 1970s on, they really point to when Joe met Dom and Rihanna as a sort of a new awakening, because Joe, many of them say that he had been waiting for a younger generation of African American musicians to come to him and to try and learn these tunes. I hear there was a nephew of his that took on some of the tunes and tried to play some of them, but he never really saw that. And so many people say that working with Dom and Rihanna and Justin was even more rewarding than playing Carnegie Hall and other great accolades that he had.
Well, Joe has passed on, but not before he passed on the tradition. And I want to thank all of you for being on the program. David Brower, musician, program director at WUNC. Dom Flemons and Rhiannon Giddens, members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Fiddler Joe Thompson passed away yesterday evening at the age of 93. We leave you now with his music on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Going downtown, going down in Leesburg town to take my basket down. Going downtown, going downtown, going down in Leesburg town, ain't coming back no way up on a mountain.